Fear might be one of the biggest things that is holding you back in your business. And the fear isn't actually the problem. It is how we deal with it that creates potential issues. Some of our fears are rational and absolutely necessary for our survival. And then we have those irrational fears, those fears that keep us stuck, that keep us from moving forward, and that actually interfere with us following our own inner authority. Welcome to the Pulse on Human Design, brought to you by bodygraph.com. I'm your host, Vanessa Naja, human design business coach and certified BG5 consultant. By the end of this episode, you'll understand how fear actually operates in your business through your human design, why it shows up and keeps you from acting even when you know better, and how to start working with it so that you can really thrive in your business and serve your clients and your audience in the way that you were designed to serve. Before we dive in, please like the episode, and if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button. Not only does it help people find this work, it really helps our small business, and we truly appreciate it. Fear is a really important part of your nervous system, and it is designed to keep you safe. We have survived through generations and millennia because of fear. Our ancestors, when they saw a saber-toothed tiger on the savannah, fear had them run, and that is why they survived. So fear really serves an important purpose. However, fear can also show up in very irrational ways that really sabotages our business. And the thing with entrepreneurship is it's not easy, and it is a little bit scary, and sometimes a lot scary. If it were easy, everybody would be doing it. So it does require courage and our ability to work through our fears so that we really can thrive as entrepreneurs in our businesses. So some of the most common fears that show up in business are things like visibility, showing up, being seen, actually letting people know about your offers and selling your offers, showing up consistently, raising your prices, not launching your offers when you feel the nudge to launch them. There are so many different ways that fear can show up in our business and slow us down or even stop us dead in our tracks. Fear can also show up as procrastinating, overthinking, not actually making the decisions that your inner authority is asking of you. Because when you really tune into your inner authority, it's not just going to feel exciting and awesome all the time, like some people lead us to believe when we talk about human design. When you're really listening to and following your inner authority, you are going to be asked to do things that really stretch you, that move you out of your comfort zone, because your authority leads you on the correct trajectory for you. And that is going to require facing and overcoming some of those irrational fears. Now, the fears are mapped out all over the design chart, and we can see them in a variety of different places. And of course, the way that fear shows up for you is going to be completely unique to not only your design, but also your lived experience and your conditioning. So just remember, we always have to break these things down into little parts in order to teach them. You may resonate with some things, you may not resonate with others, and that is totally okay. Now remember, while your chart can show you how your fears tend to operate for you based on certain aspects, it's not meant to label you, but it is actually here to help bring awareness to those fears, to bring awareness to how they show up in your actual life, so that you can take the necessary steps that are required to overcome that fear. When we understand our fears and we can really see them for what they truly are, that really helps us gain that courage to overcome them, especially when we understand that it is part of what we have to do in order to really stretch ourselves, to build the courage, the muscle, the strength to be an entrepreneur. In this episode, we're going to be covering some of the more surface layer aspects of human design, like your type and your profile lines. And if this resonates with you, I'd love for you to join us on our upcoming workshop on fear in human design and how it sabotages your business, where we will dive even deeper into your chart, help you recognize the fears that might really be holding you back, and give you practical ways of moving beyond those fears so that you can really thrive in your business. So let's look at our fears through the lens of human design type. because each type has some pretty specific fears that they tend to deal with. And starting with manifestors, one of the biggest fears for manifestors is the fear of rejection, because manifestors are here to initiate. They're here to get things started in the world. And unlike all of the other types that wait for something that they get to respond to or wait for an invitation or recognition, manifestors, they get the party started. So there can really be a big fear of rejection. The other thing with manifestors is that they have this protective aura that is sometimes referred to as repelling. But really what it means is it is meant to keep out outside influence so that the manifestors can really bring about the change that they are here to bring. However, that can also often come with that fear of being misunderstood, because manifestors are pretty hard to read. And so they can often be misunderstood, which is why their strategy of informing is so important. When you inform as a manifestor, you open up your aura and you let others in so they know what is coming, because again, they can't read you. So when you're dealing with the fears of being misunderstood, informing, following that strategy of yours is one of the best things you can do as a manifestor. Another area where manifestors can struggle with fear is that fear of being controlled. And one of the problems with this one is that manifestors can actually override their strategy of informing, because they think that if they don't let people know what they're up to, people will be less likely to interfere. And actually, the opposite is true, because more interference happens when you don't inform, because people can be afraid of the impact that you have on them when they don't know what you're up to. So again, coming back to that strategy of informing is so important for manifestors in order to overcome their fear and to really move forward and initiate what they're here to initiate in the world. Now, one of the business impacts of the fear that manifestors deal with can show up as not sharing their ideas, not informing, or hesitating to lead or make bold moves. And as a manifestor, these are fears that you are meant to overcome. And it does take courage. It really does take courage, but starting to share, to inform, to let people know what you're up to let people know what you're initiating, making sure that you're actually initiating from those creative urges that come through you and not initiating from the mind. Because when, as a manifestor, you initiate from the mind, that is not actually following your inner strategy and authority and allowing the things that are meant to come through you, come through you. So that brings us to the generators and the manifesting generators. With your open and magnetic aura, you tend to attract things, people, and situations which you get to respond to. Now, one of the things that can happen with that generator and manifesting generator aura is that people can sense from you that you can support them in certain ways. And so a lot of times, a lot of different requests may be made of you. And this is where that fear of saying no can come in, because saying no can be very disappointing to people sometimes. And especially if you have an undefined solar plexus and then you have a fear of letting other people down and feeling their negative emotions, that can compound it. So that fear of saying no can be one of the biggest things. And remember, it's so important that you only commit your energy to the right things. And the right things are the ones that you get a sacral yes for. And if they're big things and you have emotional authority, the ones that you really wait for emotional clarity on. This is another fear that can come up for generators and manifesting generators, especially when they have been working with their human design, is the fear of committing their energy to the wrong things. So again, this is saying yes when you want to say no. It can also show up as saying no to the things that you want to say yes to, because remember, there's only so much energy available and you want to ensure that you are actually committing your precious life force energy to the things that are satisfying for you. So again, really listening to that sacral yes and that sacral no, and then honoring it is so important for generators and manifesting generators. Now, the business impact here is overcommitting. When you fall prey to that fear of saying no and you say yes to everything and you overcommit your energy, that ultimately will lead to burnout. It can also have you staying really busy in your business instead of actually moving in alignment. So, as always, coming back to really connecting to those inner yeses and those inner no's and finding the courage to honor them is really what brings you in alignment in your business and then helps you overcome those fears. Because if you have a big fear of doing something, you get a sacral yes for it, and then you move through that fear loses power over you. Now, for projectors, you may struggle with the fear of not receiving true recognition or the fear of being overlooked or not invited for your true gifts. For projectors, it is so important that you take really good care of yourself, that you recognize yourself, that you spend your time and your energy on those things that you really love, because those are the things that you will ultimately get recognized and invited for. The other fear that projectors can deal with a lot is that fear of rest, or the fear of being unproductive, because there can be a lot of conditioning for projectors around the need to work like the generators and the manifesting generators, and that need to always be on. And then there can be a fear of judgment that if you're not on all the time or working like the generators and manifesting generators, that you might get judged as being lazy. And the truth is that when you are actually working in alignment, you are so productive. You are so efficient. You get twice the work done in half the time. The thing is that only happens when you're truly in alignment. So if you are engaging in things because you're somehow trying to prove your value or trying to prove something, or you're trying to get recognition versus just being you and living in alignment with who you truly are, that recognition naturally shows up when you are living in that way. So making sure that you are recognizing yourself, that you are well-resourced, that you are honoring your own inner authority on what invitations you say yes to and what you say no to is so important for projectors. The other thing that I see often for projectors is that rather than allowing yourself to be seen correctly by the right people, you might find yourself forcing visibility. And this really shows up for all the types. That some coach told us we have to post on Instagram 3 times a day. And so we do it even though it doesn't feel aligned for us. And that doesn't actually get you the recognition that you truly deserve unless it's aligned for you. If it is aligned for you and, you know, it's something that your authority really has confirmed is the correct thing for you to do and you love doing it, then yes, absolutely. Posting on Instagram 3 times a day can get you the recognition and the invitations that are correct for you. But if it's not aligned, none of that might happen, or you get the wrong recognition and or the wrong invitations. So remember, when it comes to visibility, simply by really being who you are and working in alignment and showing up in alignment is what is going to get you that true recognition and the correct invitations for you. And then we have our reflectors. And one of the big things for reflectors is that they are very, very different from the rest of the types. They're only 1% of the population. They are lunar beings versus solar beings, and their energy is very different. They really need to take their time and recognize that every day they're going to show up a little bit differently. Now, with reflectors, some of the fears that can show up is that fear of like being rushed or being forced to make decisions too quickly, because we are so conditioned to want everybody to make fast decisions. And reflectors know that for those big decisions in life, they do really need to go through their lunar cycle in order to know what truly is correct and aligned for them. Some of the business impacts for reflectors that can show up when they are falling prey to those fears is really constantly second guessing all of their decisions, which is quite common if you don't allow yourself that time to get that clarity over your 28-day process. There can also be succumbing to those feelings of pressure to move faster than is correct for you. And there is also potentially a fear of being in the wrong environment and with the wrong people, especially once you learn about your reflector nature and you learn how important the right people and the right environment is for you. So again, you want to, as with all the types, really sink back into your own inner authority and seeing what groups you connect with, what groups invite you in, what are the communities that you really feel good in, and allow you to take your time in making your decisions. So I'd love to know, what type are you and which one of these fears hits home for you? For me as a manifesting generator, I definitely resonate with that fear of saying no. And I really struggled so much in my life for the longest time by saying yes to everything and not wanting to disappoint people by saying no. And that is something that's really changed for me. And it's been such a beautiful gift that when I really honor my strategy and my authority, and I only engage my energy in ways that are correct for me, things really start falling into place and they start flowing beautifully. And yes, of course, sometimes people are disappointed. Sometimes when I say no to something that somebody else really wants me to say yes to, they might be upset about it for a little while. And the thing is, I've realized that that is not about me. That is about the other person. And for all of us, when we are following our inner authority and really doing what is in alignment for us, we radiate our signature theme out into the world: satisfaction, peace, success, and delight and surprise. And when we're really out of alignment, then we radiate our not self theme out into the world: anger, frustration, bitterness, and disappointment. So even though sometimes when you're following your inner authority, other people may not like it in the moment, ultimately, it is what is best for everybody. If this is landing for you and you already see how fear has been influencing your business choices, we're hosting a free live workshop where I'm going to go much deeper into the fears in business through the lens of human design. We'll work with real life examples and practical application, and you'll be able to follow along with your own chart. Make sure to check the link in the episode description to sign up or to watch the replay. So let's look at the fears that can show up through the profile lines in your business. And most people will recognize these fears and these patterns right away, and this can often explain long-standing business struggles. So for the first line, there's always that fear of not knowing enough before starting. First lines can overprepare, feel the need to take more and more courses before they can begin anything. There is endless researching, endless learning, and then delayed execution. So one of the big issues for first lines is if they believe that they can't start until they know everything, they will never start. So it's so important for all first lines to know that you will continue to learn and grow throughout your career. And you have to start before you feel ready, because otherwise you're never going to start, because you'll never feel ready. You will continue to build those solid foundations that the first line loves building as you move in entrepreneurship. Now, for second lines, the hermits or the natural talents, one big fear is not enough time alone. So it is important to make sure that you schedule your alone time, that the people in your life, your loved ones, your business partners know how important that is for you, because it is in your alone time that you really hone your natural talents and your natural gifts. There can also be that fear of not knowing what your natural talents are, because with the second line profiles, those talents really are natural. They feel easy. They don't feel like anything special. So you want to make sure that you're paying attention to the things that people are calling you out for. What are the things that people are always telling you that you're really good at and you don't really think it's a big deal because you think everyone's good at it? Not everybody's good at it. And if it's something that you really resonate with, something that you really love, this is one of your talents that you are meant to use as you're fulfilling your purpose in your business. Another thing that I often see with second lines around fears is not knowing how to talk about what they do in their business, because they don't know how they do it, they just do it. So I do see a big fear around marketing, around copywriting, and around these types of things for second lines. And finding somebody that knows you well, that understands your business, that understands how you operate, can really help you with that fear. It can help draw out of you what it is that you do. They can help you describe it because they can observe it. It's also really great to ask some of your past clients for their testimonials, because for second lines, when it comes to marketing and those types of things, often having other people share the results or showing what you do versus telling can be a really big win for you and a really great way to bring other people into your world. Third lines are pioneers, are martyrs, as they're called in traditional human design. The third line is learning through trial and error, and there can be a big fear of making mistakes and things not working out. And especially if, as a young person, somebody in your life really punished you or came down on you for making mistakes, this can be a big issue. And it's so important for third lines to remember that there is no such thing as making a mistake for you. There is only feedback on what does and doesn't work. And you are here to discover what does work based on what you discover does not work. So allowing yourself to experiment, allowing yourself to make mistakes, celebrating those mistakes is so important, because every time something does not go the way that you had planned it or doesn't work out the way you think it should have worked out, you are actually learning and you are moving closer to your goals. And a big way this can show up in business is the hesitation to launch offers after past failures, or just that fear of those things not working out. And remember, every time you launch, every time you show up somewhere, every time something does not go the way that you had planned it, you're actually moving closer to the goal and you are collecting valuable research, valuable data on what does and doesn't work, which you will eventually share with others. And that is part of your purpose. Now with the line fours, they are such networkers. In BG5, we call the line four the influencers, and their networks, their communities are so important to them. Line fours can be really fixed, so they can really fear change, and they can also be afraid of instability in their networks. The right networks are super important for line fours, and if you are afraid of changing your network, but you're in the wrong network, this is really one to look at, because your opportunities come through the people in your life. So if you're not really receiving any opportunities, I want you to really look around at who is in your network. And this is when we have to really overcome those fears of change and of changing a network and start looking for the right networks to be in. Fours can also be really afraid of losing community or losing support. Because of that, one of the business patterns is really staying loyal to outdated networks or outdated business models. So if you are line four, remember, it always comes back to following your inner authority and just noticing and becoming more aware. Is there any fear around changing networks? Is there fear of change that is keeping you stuck in something? And if something just popped into your head as a line four, that's probably the thing that may need to change in your life. So remember, coming back to following your own inner authority and mustering up that courage, because when you find the right networks and you are in the correct groups and you are making the changes that are correct for you, that is when your business will really start thriving. And then, of course, we have the line fives, the heretics, those that come up with those out-of-the-box solutions. They are known as the messengers in BG5. And those fifth lines, myself included, we have the projection field. So naturally, for a fifth line, some of the fears that we deal with is a fear of projection, the fear of expectations that others have of us, not being able to meet their expectations, and then as a result, our reputation being harmed. And there can also be that fear of being misunderstood that goes along with the projection field. Now, I always say to my fifth lines, it is so important for you to know what problems are correct for you to solve and which are not, because people will often project onto you that you can solve their problems and that you might be their savior. And if you get flattered by the wrong projections, you will end up disappointing people, and that can affect your reputation. So again, we have to come back to our own inner authority to recognize when somebody has an expectation or a projection that you can help them or solve a problem for them, is that actually correct for you? Because if it is, then yes, you can generally help them solve that problem, which will be good for your reputation. And sometimes it might be correct for you because it actually leads you to a really important lesson. But if you're saying yes to the wrong things, that's where you really can get into trouble. And if you're a fifth line, I want you to think back on those times in your life where you have caved to the projection field and how that ended up. And I always like to share my own story about this. I taught myself how to code in a programming language called JavaScript. And I really, really, really wanted to get a remote job. This was years ago, well before COVID. And I managed to connect with a small remote company. And they projected onto me that I would actually or that I was actually ready to work on their rather large and complicated code base when I absolutely wasn't ready. And I really caved to that projection. I was totally flattered, thinking, well, if these guys think that I'm ready to work for them, then I absolutely must be ready. And I was not, and I got fired. So that is how that projection field can show up. There have been plenty of other times in my life where people have projected onto me that I can actually solve their problem, and I have solved it, and it has been absolutely great for my reputation. So if you have a fifth line in your design, coming back to your inner authority on what is correct for you to solve and what is not is really the key here. And, you know, similar to the generator and manifesting generator fears, you're going to have to say no sometimes. So that fear can also come up for you, whether or not you are a generator type. So this is a perfect example of how these fears, the way the fears show up in your chart, it's really a synthesis of your design. It's not just one thing or the other thing. So in my example, I am a fifth line and a manifesting generator. So that fear of saying no to the wrong projections shows up in a couple of different places. And of course, that's going to be for you as well. And that brings us to the line six, the role model. And six lines have a lot of perfection in their design because they are role models. They are born to become role models. So that fear of imperfection can really show up here. And we did an entire workshop on perfectionism in human design and how to overcome that, because perfectionism can really keep you stuck. So if you want to watch a replay of that, we'll be sure to put a link in the show notes. We definitely want to release the perfectionism and show up as we actually are in the world, regardless of what profile lines you have. But specifically and particularly for six lines, that fear of imperfection can be a really big one for you. Six lines live their life in three distinct phases. We have birth to age 30, when you're going through that same trial and error process as the third line. And that can really also show up for you as that fear of making mistakes. And even in the later life phases, if you got in a lot of trouble for making mistakes when you were in your third line phase, that could still be an issue for you. And being okay with making mistakes in your business is so important, because we're all going to make mistakes. And we're all going to learn from them. Now, of course, this is a much bigger deal for third lines and also six lines, especially in that third line phase, but it is something that does affect all of us. Another thing that can happen with six lines that I often see in business is similar to the first line, is waiting to be fully ready or fully embodied or fully in their role model phase already. And it's important to allow yourself to move even when you don't feel fully ready yet. And especially in those earlier stages, those first 30 years, the integration phase from around age 30 to 50, allowing yourself to move, following your strategy and authority, even if you don't feel fully ready yet, is so, so important. Now, I'd love to hear how your line patterns show up for you and how you've noticed them show up for you in your business, especially as it relates to the fears. Please comment below and let us know. And it's always nice to read other people's comments as well, because we learn so much from each other when we understand each other's lived experiences. So even if you don't have a certain line in your profile and you don't necessarily resonate with the fears, you probably have a colleague, a coworker, a loved one that does have that line. So when we learn about each other, it really helps us understand our loved ones better as well. Now, when it comes to fear, especially those irrational fears that are really keeping you stuck in your business, awareness really changes everything, because fear isn't just going to disappear because you're aware of it. But when you understand the fears that are really irrational, that are holding you back, versus the fears that you absolutely need to stay safe and to survive, you know how to deal with those fears accordingly. And you stop letting fear unconsciously drive your decisions and unconsciously hijacking your strategy and authority, that's when the changes really start to take place. Because your fear will speak to you mentally. It will speak to you through your thoughts. It can try to convince you that it is actually your strategy and authority when it's not. I've seen it so many times. And even in myself, I've also had that experience that if I am so nervous or I feel so anxious or I'm so afraid of doing this, then it must not be in alignment. And so I'm just not going to do it. And the truth is, many of the things that I have done that are absolutely worthwhile, that have made the biggest changes in my business, required me to really move and stretch through fear. And the beautiful thing with the irrational fears is that every time you face that irrational fear, every time you hit record, every time you post something that is your absolute truth and that feels aligned, even though it's scary, every time you do that, that fear dissipates a little bit. And eventually you get to the point where something that used to be absolutely terrifying for you is like nothing. It's just part of your daily routine. So looking at your fears, noticing where they come up, recognizing them in the moment when they happen, and then following your own inner authority, whatever it is telling you to do, is absolutely the key. You also want to notice when your fear is trying to convince you that it is your authority and it is actually not your authority. And if you want to learn more about how to work with all of these fears, and we will go much, much deeper in our upcoming workshop on fear and human design in business, be sure to check out the link in the episode description so you can sign up or watch the replay if you're watching or listening to this down the road. If this episode has been helpful to you, please let us know in the comments what you discovered about yourself. Like and hit subscribe. It genuinely helps this work reach so many more people. And we are so grateful that you are part of this community.